Good morning, everybody. It's really great to see everybody here this morning, and we have a lot of visitors with us this morning. It's good to see some familiar faces that I haven't seen for a while back in church. So we want to welcome everybody to our service this morning. And God bless you. I hope that through his word and through the preaching and through the music that he speaks to your heart this morning. I'm going to read this morning from Psalm 91. Terry is with us this morning. Terry's a pastor from Eagle, Terry and his wife Christy. And their two boys are with them this morning. And we want to welcome them, and he's going to speak to us. So I'm looking forward to that. He asked me to read from Psalm 91. So I'm going to read from Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 1. He or she who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day.
Do you have a favorite image of God? Some images in Scripture are personifications. We talked about one this morning, right? God as our Father. You might have a favorite image that you take from Scripture that means a lot to you in where you're at right now. That can change too, right? God can come to you in different ways and speak to you at different times, and he does. He meets us right where we are. There's an image that we're going to be looking at this morning that is, I believe, was especially poignant, meaningful to the nation of Israel. From the Psalms, it's also mentioned in Ezekiel and Jeremiah and even Lamentations. And it's that God is a shadow. The shadow of God was over his people. And we saw that in Psalm 91. We will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we might not, in this environment, think too much about shadows and the value of shade. This time of year, I think about it. I don't know if you sleep with your windows covered. I know there's two sides. It's kind of like the toilet paper backwards or forward. Anyway, some people sleep with shades over the windows and get it all dark and try to get a little more sleep. And some people just have it wide open and they can sleep whenever. And I kind of scratch my head. But anyway, some people think about that and others don't so much. But an environment like this, sometimes you are looking for, let me get to a quiet place where it's dark and I can close my eyes and sleep a while. And we have that, there's value in that shade, right? That darkness. And coming from Alaska, I heard someone say in Kotzebue about the middle or the beginning of June, they said, tomorrow night the sun will go down for the last time for 38 days. Well, that's the way you just live with it, right? But you might be looking for that shadow. In the nation of Israel, and where much of Scripture came from, there's a high value placed on shade. And I've been there. I visited Israel, and coming in on the airplane, we circled over, I believe, the Sinai Peninsula, and looking down, I thought we were on the moon. There's nothing out there. It's just rocks. And the sun can get, like I said, we don't think about it here so much, maybe except in the summertime, but the sun can get very, very intense. And so great value is placed on a place of shade and a place of rest. So that's what the nation of Israel, they are looking for some sort of relief from the heat. Israel is a nation today, but they've been occupied, of course, for many years. And just to show you a little bit of the premium placed on shade, I read somewhere that when the Ottoman Empire controlled Palestine in the early 1900s, before 48 and so on, they taxed people on the number of trees that they had. That's a luxury. I mean, if you're going to tax it, right? It's a luxury to have that. And so what did people do? They cut down their trees because they didn't want to pay the taxes. And so the land went from barren to more barren and was a wasteland, such that the nation of Israel implemented a tree planting program, right? And I believe you can probably still go to Israel and plant trees or plant a tree and help them get some relief from the heat and some shade. So that tells you a little bit about the value of shade and the picture of God providing that for us. One of the first places that's mentioned that this image is used is Psalm 17. Psalm 17, starting in verse 6, I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed up their fat hearts. With their mouths they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth, as a lion is eager to tear his prey, like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, comfort him. Confront him, cast him down, deliver my life from the wicked with your sword. There's a lot of images there. One of them is the shadow of God's wings. It shows God's protection. The shadow there of God is a picture of his protecting us from the evil around us. And as believers, we need to be protected. We need to seek God's protection from the influences around that would drag us down and take us away from his presence. Here they're called enemies, a lion, so on. Those pictures of the evil that surrounds us in the world that we need to be protected from. Keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me under the shadow of your wings. Next one is Psalm 36. We'll survey most of these. Places that this image is used. Psalm 36, verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. A picture of comfort. The shadow of your wings. We know that Jesus said that he would have gathered the nation of Israel, right, as a hen. Right, it's a place of comfort. It's like a home for those who dwell there. And here is a picture of God, again, a personification, just a picture, but God's wings, again, his influence and his person. So over in Psalm 57. Verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. A picture of salvation from the calamities that may come. That's, a picture of a hen protecting, right? That's what the mother hen would do, and provide that protection from the world, from the dangers. And that's what God is to us. That's the picture that the nation of Israel had of their God and his protection. Another one in Psalm 63, just over a couple pages. Psalm 63:7, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. The nation of Israel is often encouraged to look back, right? The encouragement of, well, God was with us in the past. The nation of Israel had a great heritage. We saw that in the psalm that was read this morning and so on. They could look back to God's protection, God's guidance in the wilderness. Many times in the psalms, they are encouraged to look back and say, well, God was with us back then. That's a good place to go when you're struggling now, isn't it? Maybe you're in the moment and thinking, how am I going to get through this? And we can always look back to times when God has been there and been that shadow, that comfort, been our salvation. The nation of Israel were quick to forget and not remember all that God had been to them. And so they are encouraged, we are encouraged, to remember the times of God's faithfulness. Oftentimes when you face difficulties, those enemies, the problems that come, the calamities, you think, how am I going to bear up, right? You can't see a way through. But when we take the time to look back and focus on what God has done, we can say, Lord, you are faithful, and you will take us through this time as well. It's an encouragement to us, to the nation of Israel, to remember. Look to the past. God has been there, and he will be with us. And he will give us that strength for the moment as well. So those are some of the psalms, and then Psalm 91, that mention the shadow of God. We also see in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 32. Just moving forward through the scripture. Isaiah 32:2. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Speaking of the coming of Christ, really, all that he would be to the nation of Israel. Shadows are kind of transient. Well, they're very transient, right? They don't last very long, and they go away. It's just a fleet. But here's a picture of stability. God is a shadow. God's shadow is the shadow of a rock. A rock in a weary place, and so on. A picture of God's stability. We don't want to trust in shadows, right? You know, they go away. But in the nation of Israel, as I said, there's not many trees. We go to trees often for shade in the yard and things like that. But if there's no trees, maybe there's a rock. I was in the Sahara Desert in February, but there weren't any trees. Where did you go for shade if you got hot? You got next to a building. That's one place that if the sun is right, you know, if you're seeking some shelter, you find what is there. And here's a picture of the stability of God being the rock that is there for the nation of Israel and brings that safety. Stability and safety is the picture there. Isaiah 49, verse 2. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand. He has hidden me and made me a polished shaft in his quiver. He has hidden me. It's a picture of the shadow of his hand. Again, a picture of God's protection. Where are you? Where would you be more safe than in God's hand? And it's not just his shadow, but his protection, that he is keeping us in his hand. He has us. And then there's a picture of God's leading. Yes, Isaiah 51. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Again, a picture of comfort for the nation of Israel and guidance. We know that when Israel was in the wilderness, God provided shade with a pillar of cloud by day. But that was also for leading and guiding the nation of Israel. When God, that symbol of God's presence moved, they were supposed to move with it, right? And it was a pillar of fire by night. Again, a picture of God's presence, who he is with the people of Israel, but also his guidance, his leading. The Lord is compared to a shadow, a tabernacle, for a shadow in the time of heat. This is Isaiah 4. Go back to the beginning of Isaiah, Isaiah 4. Verse 6, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime, from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from storm and rain. There shows the value of a structure, putting up something that you can use as a home. And they use tents, the tabernacle, but it was a place that they could go for protection. All these images, all these concepts are wrapped up in there of God's presence with his people. That he provides a refuge from the storm and rain, from the elements around us that would, you know, tear us down and so on. That is who God is to his people. And one more in Isaiah, Isaiah 25. Verse 4. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in the dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. Again, God is a cloud to provide protection, to provide relief. You can see how this is would be dear to the nation of Israel in a place where shade is a premium and the sun is intense. They're looking for God's protection. And over again, these pictures of God being a shadow for us and for them. is a comfort to us. His protection, His leading, His guidance. He is there when we need Him. The other thing I thought of as a shadow is it's an image of the one that's casting it, isn't it? If we're under God's shadow, then we're under His person, who He is. He will be there for us. And I don't know what you may be facing now, down the road, but God is there to go to as that refuge, as that protection. He is reminding the nation of Israel that, again, He is there for them. And there's one more, the last one, Lamentations, written by Jeremiah, but right after the book of Jeremiah's Lamentations. This is an interesting view of God's shadow, that He was for the nation of Israel. And the Lamentations is written in a time of great need, isn't it? Lamentations is lamenting. Even the name makes you kind of go, you know, it's a lamentation. It's a funeral dirge. The nation of Israel is going out of their land, being taken away from their land. And their identity was bound up in that land. And they're saying, God, why is this happening? Why is a foreign power coming and taking us away? And our land is going to be left desolate. But there's also hope in Lamentations. Lord, You will restore. And new are Your mercies. And so there's the need, and then there's God's faithfulness. But in chapter 4, verse 20, we see this image. The breath of our... This is the nation of Israel speaking as a people, through God speaking through Jeremiah, but their testimony, the breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits, of whom we said, under His shadow, we shall live among the nations. You see both the despair, the pit, right? They are being taken captive. And then you see the hope at the end as well. But who are they speaking of here? The breath of our nostrils. Well, that's personal. That's me and you. We all, if we're still alive, we have breath in us. It's kind of a self-reflective who I am, you know. We have been taken captive, but then it goes on. The breath of our nostrils, and it identifies Him more clearly, the anointed of the Lord is a name for, a title for the Christ who was coming, the Messiah of Israel. And what does it say of Him? Was caught in their pits. Their Redeemer, personified and in them, if you will, was there with them. The anointed of the Lord is in the distress with them. He's not out there somewhere, right? It's very personal. He is here with us, the anointed of the Lord. So when they were taken captive, He was taken captive as well, if you will. He is with His people. That's what they're saying. The salvation is right here with us. The answer to the problem, the issues of life, the storms, the tragedies is right here with us. And He will save His own. And then they call it, they say, of whom we said, under the shadow of His shadow, we shall live among the nations. This is a new experience for them. They want to stay home. They want to stay in their land and be God's people and prosper where He put them. But in this testimony, they say, well, wherever we go, He goes with us. It's a beautiful picture, isn't it? The Savior our Savior is with us wherever. And because He is with us, we can live in a foreign land among the nations. And that's always been true of God's people, right? We live in a foreign place. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. But He is with us in it. And under His shadow, we can live among the nations. So in the despair, in the need, the answer is there. And God is with them. No matter how dark our circumstances, we can say with the psalmist, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In Him I will trust," from Psalm 91. This is a promise. He will be with us. And it's a statement of trust as well. I will trust. Not just know, not just, you know, meditate on or think about, but I trust. I put my faith, my life in His hands. I should say these thoughts were, I was helped by Henry Morris and some of these thoughts, but I hope that's an encouragement to you to whatever you're facing, God wants to be there and is there for you. He wants to show you His protection. He wants to comfort you. He wants to provide relief. But we need to trust and cling to Him. He wants to provide that stability in a difficult time. But also we need to remember that God's anointed is with us. We need to trust in His salvation. The one that provides these things for us is through the work of Jesus Christ, who died to take our place. He became one of us so that we could be like Him and with Him. We can be His people. And we can thank Him for His protection. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your life, that we can know Your life within us. Lord, You are our God. You are within us. You have made us. Lord, I pray that we would trust You as Your people and look to You for protection and comfort and guidance. Lord, that You want to be there for us. Lord, we thank You for Your shadow that overshadows us. And I pray that we would live in it moment by moment, committing our lives to You and living for You each day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.